Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program. Today and all this week, we've been studying the identifying marks of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is that man who will rise up in the last days and bring about great religious deception. This will ultimately be that mark which will usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ when he establishes his kingdom. We have been looking at what the Bible says about this man in relationship to his political, financial, and religious aspects. Thus far, we've looked at the political aspect, while today we'll focus on the financial characteristic of this man and his empire, primarily relating to what the Bible refers to as that mark 666. And this is found in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. These verses read as follows. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except the one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. His number is 666. Now, when we come to this term 666 today, people have suggested such crazy ideas that to deal with all of them would be impossible. During history, people have said that Kissinger, Nixon, JFK, or Hitler were all the Antichrist. And they would take their name primarily and give a numerical value to each of the letters, and voila, they came out with 666. And then if English didn't work, they could always use a person's name in Latin, Hebrew, or Greek, and somehow they would twist the numbers to eventually come up with 666 and say, this must be the Antichrist. Some, they say, well, you take the person's age and multiply by their IQ and then take their neck size and you come up with 666, there's the Antichrist. I don't think that's at all what the Bible is meaning to suggest here. Now, today, actually, some of the Seventh-day Adventists say that the mark of the beast is worshiping on Sunday, and that in the last days, those who worship on Sunday will persecute the true followers of Christ, those who worship on the Sabbath. So this term has been applied to a lot of different things, but let's look a little bit closer as what the Scripture says here as to what this mark is. Now, if you look carefully at verse 17, it's not only a number, because it actually refers to three different things. Look at the Scripture closely at verse 17. It says, no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So three things are actually given, the mark, the name, or the number. So it's not only the number 666. It's the mark of the beast or the name of the beast. And it says they have to have this on their right hand or on their forehead. So some sort of identifying mark that associates them with the Antichrist. And at this point, I'd like to give you a suggestion as to what I believe the Bible is referring to here with the number 666, the mark, or the name. At this point in history, I don't believe that anyone could exactly figure out what it means. I do believe at the point that this mark or the number or the name is given, people will understand it at that point. I believe what they'll understand is that they're taking this mark, which identifies their total allegiance to this man as the Antichrist. And this will be the system that the Antichrist will set up somehow to control his kingdom financially. If someone doesn't have this mark, it says they're not able to buy or sell. And if they don't take this mark, they'll be persecuted unto death. And when people receive this mark, they will be giving their allegiance to the Antichrist as God. It'll be an act of worship and supreme devotion. I believe at that point, that's when they'll understand what this mark, the name, or the number actually means. And I find this same principle found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, where Peter writes of the prophets of the Old Testament. It says, of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. And here Peter says that the prophets, even though they wrote and spoke, they did not understand the things that they were saying. They looked into their own writings trying to determine what they were predicting. And so I do believe here in Revelation chapter 13, the same thing is taking place. Generally, we could understand, but as far as the exact details of what it's going to be, those in those last days, they will have further understanding. And when they take that mark of the name or the number on their right hand or their forehead, they'll know exactly what they are doing, and that is sealing their allegiance to the Antichrist as God. Now, interesting enough, if you look at verse 18, it says, here is wisdom, let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. So it does say that we should be able to understand something here. I'm not saying that we can't know anything, but here we're able to calculate it. For it is a number of man. And the Jews did have in their religious writings certain numerical values that they placed upon people or things. And man, since he was created on the sixth day, took the number six. And here, because it is the number 666, again, this is a suggestion that I'd give to you. It is saying it's intensified. Because in Jewish writing, when a number is repeated, it was used for emphasis. I believe what is being described here is it's overemphasizing the fact that this mark, when people take this mark, they are not worshiping the true God, but they're actually following man. It is a man and is not God that they are giving their allegiance to. And it's a warning to the true believer that this mark is related to man and not to the true and living God. So I take a more general approach to this aspect of 666. Not that we can understand it exactly in detail at this point, but in a general sense we can. Here it is a mark that relates to man and not to God, even though he's proclaiming himself as God and is demanding worship as God and is demanding allegiance that God is only deserving of. And it's saying, don't take this mark. It's man and it is not God-centered. And those who understand this will resist this mark and will give their allegiance to the true God, even if it costs them their life. And they will have patience until God, the Lord of the universe, sets up his eternal kingdom. So I don't think you have to worry about taking a credit card or Social Security and all these fanciful stories that go out of these numbers 666 being on a card and identifying it with this last kingdom. This kingdom isn't set up yet. And when it is established, there will be one leader that will say, I am God, you must worship me, and you must take this mark to identify yourself with me. It'll be the mark or the name or the number of the beast. Now, as I sit here today, this makes a lot of sense. And there are a lot of modern day examples where people are moving away from a cashless society and going more and more to the computer. For example, the debit cards. My bank sent us a Visa card, which was a replacement for an ATM card, without even asking us. They just sent it to us in the mail. And so banks are wanting people to use more of these debit cards because it's a greater difficulty to handle cash, plus the risk of counterfeits. Other examples that we see that indicate that we're moving towards a cashless society is that man has been experimenting with certain chips that they're able to place in animals. For example, they've been placing them in koi fish because people were stealing them, and they insert them in the fish to be able to identify them, as well as in pets. Also, people have been experimenting with placing chips through dentistry in children's teeth to identify them if anyone was stolen. Also, in high-level security places, certain personnel have been able to receive these chips in their bodies to give them access to certain areas. One of the examples that I heard that I thought was astounding as well as kind of scary is that they were able to put chips in polar bears and were able to track them through satellite so they knew where their movement was. If that's pushed to the limit, that would definitely speak of being able to control man and actually find out where he's at. And have you noticed that when you go to the grocery stores, that little box is right there where you could swipe your card through and it goes directly to your bank? I find it interesting that it's right there where you can either put your hand there ultimately or put your forehead right onto that machine. It seems like we are moving to such a thing. And again, it just makes a lot of sense to have some sort of mark or some sort of electronic chip in your body to identify yourself. It's a lot quicker. You're not going to lose your money or no one could steal it because it's embedded in your body. And it seems like a much easier way practically to be able to track everything. And so although the Bible doesn't give us all the details as to exactly how this will happen, we could see that the stage truly is set for man receiving some sort of mark in or on his body to identify him that he can only buy or sell through this means. Now, one of the things that we must see from the Bible is actually this mark is a counterfeit of what God will do during the tribulation period. If you look at Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 4, it speaks of God sealing 144,000 who he is going to preserve and protect during the tribulation period. And verses 3 and 4 read this way, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Isn't it interesting that that's the very thing that the Antichrist is going to do with his followers? See, it's only a counterfeit of what God is doing with his people during the tribulation period. And there's five other places in the book of Revelation which mention this mark, and I find them interesting. I'd like to read those to you at this point. In Revelation chapter 4, verses 9 through 13, it says, those who take this mark are eternally doomed under God's wrath. Verse 9 says, then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. The second one is found in Revelation chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, which says that God will supply victory for his children over those who have the mark. These verses read as follows, "And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire," and listen to this, "and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God." So God gives those who do not take the mark of the Antichrist victory over those who do, and those are the ones standing in heaven, ultimately worshiping him eternally. The third passage is found in Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, which reads, "So the first went out and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image." So here God's going to judge specifically through these malignant sores in this bowl judgment with those who have the mark. It's interesting, and it's not provable, but David Hawking suggests that it is possible that the sores break out on the very place where these individuals have the mark. That would be just judgment given by God. The fourth reference is Revelation 19, verse 20, which says, "Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone." So the devil and the beast deceived those into receiving the mark. And the last reference is Revelation 20, verse 4, which says, "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So those who do not receive the mark are going to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. We need to learn from that we need to be willing to wait for our rewards in heaven and not try and receive them in this life through compromise. The Lord's going to bless those who will resist this Antichrist, not worship him as God, but will give their allegiance to the true and living God. Those are the ones going to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. So this mark that we see in Revelation 13, whatever it may end up ultimately being, is a counterfeit of what God is going to do in placing his mark upon his chosen servants during the tribulation period. I would caution you from fanciful interpretations where someone says they know what this is. I would look at it more as a general thing, as a counterfeit, as well as something in the last days that people will know that they are receiving this mark, identifying themselves with the Antichrist and his political kingdom, as well as submitting to his financial plan. In our study tomorrow, we will look at the religious aspect of the Antichrist.